army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn, they got guns and tanks and planes. The wells have gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. And war after war, and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophet wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program here on RevelationRadioNetwork.com, and welcome. Tonight, I'm going to talk about is what you need to do is do your own research on it. And just verify what I'm talking about. Because right now, it might not mean a whole lot. But you'll be prepared when it does happen. And that's called disclosure. It is called the Day of Declaration. It's going to be when they will, and they will at some point in time. Nobody really knows when. Even they don't know. Because they thought they were going to do this in 1999. But it didn't happen that way. It didn't happen the way they anticipated. Because what they keep forgetting is that God's in control. The supernatural being that has created this universe and this world that everybody keeps forgetting about, it seems like anymore, including the clergy, rabbis, and priests and popes and everybody else, they keep forgetting that God's in control. Everybody wants to be a god. You know, even the priests and popes and all this, they say we're God on earth. Well, you're not. Not at all. They'll be judged just like everybody will. From Charles Manson to the Pope, mankind will be judged according to whether or not they've taken Jesus as Savior or not. It's that simple. Living it is the hard part. Well, in the meantime, we on this earth, we got to deal with it. Because eternity is coming. But the thing is, nobody knows the day or the hour. Everybody claims to know. Well, it's pre-trib rapture. You don't know that. Mid-trib, don't know that either. They can't tell you when the tribulation is going to be, so how can you discuss, why even discuss it? See, the way the Bible, the biblical prophecies are written, is you're not going to know the exact days and times and all that. It ain't going to happen. You'll know when these events take place. But you won't know beforehand. And everybody spends hours and hours and arguments back and forth, and here we go over and over and over. Everybody claims to think they know when. Well, nobody knows when, except God. If you don't believe in God, then you got to believe in evolution. You believe in evil. Believe in evolution. I just made that up. If you believe in evolution. Then forget all your basic scientific principles even then, because entropy is the way this earth is operating. Everything rots, dies, rusts, or is used up, consumed. Nothing's going forward. Mutations only destroy. Mutations means it's missing something, which leads on to other mutations. It doesn't add to it just because they reproduce something. You see? So they figure they're going to fool everybody by their knowledge that doesn't exist, really, because the schools, colleges, public universities, colleges, as evidence proves, 100% of colleges and universities today, it's taken them over 50, 60 years, but they've accomplished it. 100% of colleges and universities today are based on humanist socialism preachment, as evidenced by theologians and educators, quotes that I've received and gotten and accumulated over research, confirms what I'm saying to you right now. I'm not going to talk about it in detail right now unless someone, now I don't have access to the chat. I don't see what's going on in chat there today, so, you know, if anything's happening there, someone send me an email or something there, let me know if anything needs to be said or whatever, but because I can't see the chat tonight. So I'm just operating like I normally do in my regular broadcast. My regular broadcasts are 4 to 6. 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And, of course, tonight, Monday nights only, naturally, you're here. 8 to 10 is RevelationRadioNetwork.com, only on Mondays. And then Tuesdays to Thursdays, Fridays, Tuesdays to Fridays, I have Bible study from 7:30 to 9 on my network. So you're welcome to attend by your computer. Tonight I want to talk about the Ascended Masters. Because they're going to come. They're going to announce themselves to the world at a time when you're ready. They've been preparing for this almost all of our history. And specifically since 1897. To come as aliens. Family, they're going to come. You're going to have good ones and you're going to have bad ones. According to them. The reality is, all of them are bad. There are no good ones. They're all fallen angels. Remember what I've said. Because this is how it's documented from a truthful side. How high does this go? It goes as high as your Pentagon, as high as the Vatican. They control the Vatican. The names are Sananda Manuel, a false prophet, the real one, and a generic name called Maitreya. And it's getting closer to that time that they're going to appear on the public scene. And they will deceive many. Many Christians will fall away. People don't know this yet. A lot of, most of them don't. Those that even know about the New World Order doesn't even know about this. Nobody's connecting the dots. A few that actually are connecting the dots, I have heard them talk about this, and they do know. But it's a small percentage of those that know and connecting the dots. Your Stephen Greers and all these kind of guys, they know what's going on, and they're fooling the public. If they themselves are fooled, then they're poor researchers. In disclosure, I tend to think they know that these are fallen angels. These are demonic entities that take on physical form. Family, they're coming. And we've been set up for this specifically, like I said, 1897, when they brought in this agenda about the aliens and existence and planets with life out on it and all that sort of thing. Movies, TV, science fiction, novels, and all kinds of things. 1938, War of the Worlds broadcast was a test, actually, to see if mankind would believe it in America. Orson Welles was a Freemason. Orson Welles' program, War of the Worlds broadcast, was funded by Rockefellers through Princeton University as a psychological warfare experiment on October 31st, 1938. You see? Because in 1939, 1940, We're supposed to move into a new world order and dictatorship. Now, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast and lead into that. And I do have a recording I want to play about 2 minutes long of a speech, a two-minute segment of speech. And then I'm going to show you what our grandfathers and, depends what your age is, fathers had to deal with FDR. It's not just Obama. It's every president we've had has been a liar. And this evidence is slam dunk, irrefutable. By their own words, do they deceive? See, none of them are Republican, Democrat, Muslim, or otherwise. They're all Luciferians and belong to the New World Order and the agenda. Globalists, every single one, going all the way back to George Washington, Freemasonry. The whole lot of them. You see, and once people realize this, then you'll know what you're dealing with. Then you'll know how to deal with it. You'll know how to defeat it, or how, not to defeat it, but how to make the right decisions. That's a better word for it. Because this coming of the decisions are getting ready to happen. Right now, people are placated into a false sense of security. And all I'm doing in my broadcasts are trying to warn people of what's yet to come before it happens. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here, and then we're going to jump into it. Now, like I said, those that know me, you can send me an email or something, or a text or whatever. If something's going on in the chat room I need to know about, or questions come up, I'm not able to see the chat. And so a lot of times I'll sometimes monitor it on occasion to kind of figure out what's going on, maybe questions that people may have and so forth. But tonight I don't think I'll be able to do that, because sometimes it comes up on my screen, sometimes it don't. It just depends on certain occasions. Lord, we thank you tonight, Father, for being able to come on this air tonight at Revelation Radio Network. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we have. Lord, we are praying tonight also, Lord, you bring your Holy Spirit here, to Lord, to all of us, individually, in our homes, on this broadcast. Lord, we need that wisdom and discernment. Lord, we need that protection of the blood of Jesus around us. Lord, we know that interruptions, we know that our lives are going to be changing, but Lord, we know you're going to be there to help us through it all. Lord, we pray that you keep Satan back, that Lord, you'll spread the blood of Jesus around us and our families. And Lord, through this, we'll sound the alarm. We'll gain knowledge. We'll help others, and we'll witness the love of Jesus. And Lord, divine appointments to get us to be able to spread the word of the gospel to others. We pray, Lord, for our private prayers and our hearts we brought up to you. We pray tonight for one of our members whose daughter has went to the emergency room. Lord, we know who. And Lord, we pray for her recovery. And use this, Lord, this tragedy, this event that will bring her to realization about Jesus Christ. And acknowledge it. And Father, to bring this family together. And Lord, we pray for others that are lost that, Father, they'll come to know the true Jesus. Lord, we call upon you to reveal the frauds and deception for the end times events that's being set up. Father, to strip down the protection of these fallen angels and those who follow them in the Wicca and the Freemasonry and the secret societies. We call upon you, Lord, that you'll expose them, but Lord, at the same time, for those with the open hearts and see the exposure, that they'll renounce the blood oath that they've taken and come back to the fold, Lord, under the shepherd. Lord, we pray for an awakening in this country and the use of the King James Bible as the true word of God, that, Lord, that there'll be an awakening, a spiritual awakening to the Lord Jesus. And that's why, Father, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. And we pray for the returning veterans, that, Lord, that you'll lead their thoughts away from suicide by setting up divine appointments to give them the opportunity to move away. We pray for the children being abducted. It's going to happen this month and next month, for the sacrifices yet to come. We pray for all these, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will be there to protect and heal. That's why, Father, we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, y'all be ready. Y'all be ready. Because it's coming down. It's good. There's all kinds of events are taking place. It's different than ever any other time before. I mean, when in our history of America have we went against the Bible? In regards to what we think and what an individual thoughts are, feelings, ideas, and so forth. It's what God has established. And he's given us opportunities now to make those choices. You see. And family, they're going to come after you. I'm going to tell you right now. When you start speaking the name of Jesus, they're going to come after you. And you're going to have to use this time and use these opportunities to witness. But you're going to have to be tough. And you've got to be strong and stand in. Because when you turn and your family is going to go against you, you're going to have work go against you, all sorts of things are going to happen. And that's when you're going to get strong in the Lord. Because it's going to get difficult. Now, in a Freemasonry, which is the controlling part, but the problem is for them that they don't realize, is in a Freemasonry, they are going to be executed. They are going to be killed. And it'll happen after they got everybody else in control. The Great White Brotherhood will have total control. It's what they say. In a lecture between 1873 and 1901, and several lectures thereafter, it was documented in chapter 15 of their protocols. They tell what's going to happen, quote, to all lesser beings, Masons, Jews, Christians, etc., etc. When we, the high priest, the Luciferian order and creed, at last definitely come into our kingdom by aid of a coup d'etat prepared everywhere for the one and same day after the worthlessness of all existing governments have been definitely acknowledged. Now that's the key. Did you get that? It will all happen in the same day after the worthlessness of all existing governments have been acknowledged. So, what that means is, with their controlled opposition, what does that mean? Radio programs, nationwide, Hannity's, Limbaugh's, Alex Jones's, all these, they're there to reveal how worthless the government is. Now, before it wasn't that way. Before, our government was great and fantastic and we're saving mankind, saving man from tyranny and all this and that and the other. All that was a facade. Always has been. They needed the family structure to be in place before 1945 to facilitate the wars that they had planned in 1873 of World War I, II, and coming up World War III. This is all documented now. So to get folks to participate in these wars with false flags, they needed cohesion. They needed patriotism. They needed fight for liberty and all that sort of thing. And this was these terms, these posters, Uncle Sam wants you, and etc., was brought up by Tavistock and Edward Bernays in the early 1900s to foment the wars and get people to join using false flags. What does that mean? That means, for example, on May 7th, 1915, Churchill, second cousin to Adolf Hitler, that's a fact, by the way, second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II, second cousin to Stalin, Churchill, working with J.P. Morgan to outfit the Lusitania with weapons of war that were warned not to, did it on purpose because they were supposed to be warned. The German hierarchy working with our government, and we're certainly working with Churchill, made sure that the 1,201 lives were lost on Lusitania to galvanize the country to go to war. That was a setup. I got evidence on that. Quotes from historians confirming that very thing. Same thing about Pearl Harbor in the mid-1920s is a big setup. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you two quotes. And it won't be me talking it. I'm going to give you a quote by FDR himself. And then we'll give you another quote by FDR. And I'll show you how they play the game. All right, listen to this. This is FDR.
In our day, certain economic proofs have become accepted as self-evident. A second Bill of Rights, under which a new basis of security and prosperity can be established for all, regardless of station or race or creed. Among these are the right to a useful and remunerative job, the right to earn enough to provide adequate food and clothing and recreation, the right of every farmer to raise and sell his products at a return which will give him and his family a decent living, the right of every businessman, large and small, to trade in an atmosphere of freedom, freedom from unfair competition and domination by monopolies at home or abroad. The right of every family to a decent home. The right to adequate medical care and the opportunity to achieve and enjoy good health. The right to adequate protection from the economic fears of old age, sickness, accident, and unemployment. The right to a good education. All of these rights spell security. And after this war is won, we must be prepared to move forward in the implementation of these rights to new goals of human happiness and well-being. For unless there is security here at home, there cannot be lasting peace in the world.
Now, that's what is said in his own words in 1944, January 1944. Now, here's the rub with that. Problem with that one is behind closed doors, 3 years earlier, before that, 1939, March 4th, 1939, the same FDR, behind closed doors, secretly, before they get ready to bring a new world order to America in 1943-44, it was behind the scenes. It didn't happen in 1945 as they had planned. Here's what FDR said 4 years ahead of time, or four or five years, March 4th, 1939. And that speech you just heard was January the 11th, 1944. Here's what FDR said 5 years ahead, before that, behind closed doors, never to be revealed to the public, and it wasn't until late 1950s, or mid-1950s, to William G. Carr, 1955, Red Fog of America. He published this statement, given to him by Senator Lundeen, and Senator Lundeen was a member of one of the three congressional committees. FDR said, and I quote, behind closed doors, I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I am putting my people ahead of all instruments. What he means there is my people is the Illuminati, the elite. And instruments were all American citizens. I've had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war and a war only. To hell with the American people as far as the democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did. And we will never let it happen that way. I'm going to crush business, infest America with all the aliens possible, and in the last analysis, declare martial law. Confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My New Deal is a failure, and I know it. But no one else will tell me that I must discontinue my present activities and program. Unquote. FDR, the same one that spoke a little while ago. And the fireside chats, see? Same thing. You see? Now that's the game all the presidents play behind closed doors. All of them. For this Luciferian agenda. You see? And there's no exception. Buchanan, Clinton, Carter, Bush, Obama, Reagan, Nixon was going to set up a military takeover 1972 to 1974. And I've talked about that before. You'll find that I found newspaper articles. I know William T. Steele talks about it. He's got details. I checked out his details, and they all pan out. He talks about it specifically in New World Order by William T. Steele. And he talks about this in detail. I checked up on it, and I found the same articles, and they do exist. Family, this is what's going on. So when you hear the news today, it's like, what's really behind it? When you hear all these talk shows that's going on about all this stuff, that, you know, Agenda 21 and all this stuff, they're not taking into account the supernatural reality. Not an opinion here. Reality. Of what's really going to happen. And if you want to know their objectives, their true objectives, what's really behind the ball is the Humanist Manifesto. That's what really lays there. You see, that's the bottom line. Everything else is frivolous. Everything else, although some of it's going to come true, granted. But they're going to play these little games along the way. Now, I'm going to get to the Ascended Masters here shortly, but right now it seems I'm headed down this trek right here. What they're going to do is slowly but surely, I didn't say surely, but surely, bring in the UN to start taking over, little by little. And one of the major ways is the International Rights of the Child is going to sneak up on you and take your kids away from you. Freemasons, some of them know this. Some of them that don't know it are going to be messed over by their own Freemason brotherhood. Now, one thing, for example, you have in America, an American version of the Hitler Youth or Red Guard. It's under the titles of National Service. Now, they're going to take prisoners, felons, that's well trained specifically to fill the role of law enforcement and security once this thing kicks off. It's called the Multi-Jurisdictional Task Force. 175,000 felons will be taken out of prisons. Some of them's already made it. On the Christian Identity Program, trained in by Blackwater, and they will take over the function of police and law enforcement and security. They've already infiltrated into a lot of precincts and police officers and so forth. They'll be under a blood oath. Many will be into witchcraft and so forth. But what's going to sneak up on you, the UN programs will be for global forced abortion. What it is forced child sacrifice. No different than the Mayans, except here it'll be legal. That's all it is. There'll be proliferation of chemical abortions. RU486. There'll be coercive population control and eugenics programs. That's taken place over the past 20, 30 years. It's being done. There will be forced mass population relocations. But they won't be at their locations very long. The idea is to depopulate. That's what the health care bill is all about. For euthanasia. Kill off the very young, disabled, and kill off the very old. That's what the health care bill, and it's not just Obama's. It goes back to the Clintons, 1990s. It goes back to Hitler. It's the same thing. They'll have mandatory school sexual orientation programs that will promote homosexuality. Why? Because it's against God. They're changing laws already. It's already taking place. They will eventually outlaw independent homeschooling, independent private and religious schools. Will be outlawed when they take over in dictatorship. And what people aren't looking at and they're sleeping is a euthanasia and assisted suicide is going to be mandatory. In common. The piecemeal Marxist abolition of the family is a fact. And the UN is the instrument to which the one world insiders, they intend to carry out the abolishing programs worldwide. Now, Americans have succeeded in several places, like delaying Texas from passing the HPV vaccination bill by Perry. He's another one. He almost got that through, but you all stopped it in Texas in 2009, I believe it was. You succeeded. America succeeded in delaying the signing of the International Rights of the Child in 1989, 1991. Didn't happen. You succeeded in delaying, if not canceling out, the National ID Card Act. So you have some victories. And that's what it takes. But now that the, like, 17, 18 states plus are going to homosexual marriages approved, it's going against God and against the laws. God pulls away. Get ready. Because the more he pulls away, Satan fills up the vacuum. That's, and this is the principle they know. See, they know this principle. That's why they're using NAACP, ACLU, KKK, you name it. They're using it to influence people's thinking, votes, donations, etc. It's all taking place while y'all worrying about some of you, worrying about some comet's going to hit the earth, worrying about Obama, worrying about whether he's got a birth certificate or not. See, these Apios and Sheriff Max and all these folks, they don't know their law or they're part of the Freemasonry agenda. Because Obama doesn't need to be a citizen of a corporation, and we are a corporation. So all it is a chase our tail by design. And the one named Apio is already threatening the militia. What kind of mess is that? What's going on here, you see? It's all a little game they're playing. I don't find it very funny at all, nor do I find it entertaining. Theirs is coming, but by a judge much higher than any of us. And they will not escape it. It's impossible. They'll play the games for right now on the TV and the news and all this other silly mess. Buy gold. Yep, well, what they're not telling you is they're going to confiscate it. They're not telling you that, though, but they'll placate you down, take your money. FDR did it, Nixon's going to. But they all failed. I just want to keep you all in fear. And eyes off the game, eyes off the ball. So pretty much part of what their plans are includes to create a United Nations military, heavy with Army, Navy, Air Force, and nuclear weapons. Their goal has always been, after the World Wars, to dispatch U.S. military personnel on ever-increasing U.N. missions throughout the world. That began in 1950 and degraded U.S. military forces. Now Obama is coming up with bringing transgenders in. Now, that's causing the right-wing military leaders, the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and alleged patriots, to use that as Obama's part of the plan to provide the dialectic, to form in a military coup. It'll only be the fifth one planned in our history anyway. So that will pull in unsuspecting military personnel to support a coup. And Obama knows it. He's part of the plan working with the other side too. General Boink is just another pawn. And a willing pawn is the Knights of Malta with his buddy Rick Joyner. They're going to gradually disarm all nation states, including the United States, so that the UN military forces will be unchallengeable. They've already started doing that. That's the purpose of 22 suicides per day of our military forces. I can't get people to listen. And these Knights of Malta, they know it. Those generals up there are traitors. They work with Council of Foreign Relations. Council of Foreign Relations is the Illuminati. They don't have the courage to say, I'm not going to brief the Council of Foreign Relations, because they're part of the Illuminati. So those generals up there and Joint Chief of Staff are traitors to mankind. And they play like they're not. They're going to establish an international criminal court and rapidly expand its jurisdiction. But first, they must take over the United States and subjugate the Constitution, which was done, actually, behind the scenes in 1938. Tompkins versus Erie Railroad, they put it on ice with that ruling, federal ruling, made it null and void. It's kept it quiet from you. And they're going to establish, quote, a global UN police force, bringing all local police under its control. And the police are bringing under control will be the felons I told you about, well-trained, multilingual, out of prison. That's private security now, TSA, infiltrated in some precincts that will come out of the woodwork. You good cops out there, you better watch your back if you got a Freemason cop. He's not on your side when it comes down to it. If they like you, they'll try to maybe coax you into taking the blood oath. So if you don't mind saying, for example, when you go in to get your degrees of the Freemasonry, they just invite you in for something or another and say, just come visit and whatever. And you decide you want to do it. You have to learn all these steps, procedures, and oaths. And for the sake of space and time, I have three oaths that will be combined together. And I'll tell you what they are. The Masonic Lodge is admitted by some to be the father of all frats. It's boldly claiming biblical affiliation, but it's a lie. So, let's see, for example, if our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ would condone a born-again Christian, or even a human being, for that matter, being affiliated with the Masonic Lodge and approves of the rituals and practices of the craft. So I'm going to give you some excerpts from the oaths that they take. It says something like this. Almost, it's actually verbatim. All this I most solemnly and sincerely promise and swear, with a firm and steadfast resolution, to keep and perform the same without any equivocation, mental reservation, secret evasion of mind whatsoever, binding myself under no less penalty than that of having my throat cut across, my tongue torn out by the roots, that's the first degree, my left breast torn open, my heart plucked out, second degree, my body severed in twain, that's in two, my bowels taken from thence and burned to ashes, that's the third degree. Should I ever knowingly violate this solemn obligation as an entered apprentice mason, second degree would be a fellow craft mason, or third would be a master mason. Now that was taken from the confidential manual by Rowan Edmund, Handbook of Freemasonry, 1943. I've got other oaths circa 1985, and with some exception of a few words, it's exactly the same oath. Now you tell me. I mean, if I was going to be a Mason, not knowing this, and said, okay, we're going to bring you in, and your award night or your night is going to be a certain date, and you got to learn all this, and I had to learn those words I gave you, I would make it to the first day. You can't say those words. It's not idle. There's no such thing as idle words. Matthew 12:36-37, but I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. That's pretty straightforward. This is not a time to play games and join some club. You see? So, that being the case, they will be targeted by the Great White Brotherhood once they have total control. Now, it's very significant to know that the planning process I found quote, establishing a global UN police force and bringing all local police under its control has massive implications. Another tenet that they have, the lines are drawing, is outlawing private ownership of firearms and disarming citizens. They want you to see all the positive side of having a weapon. They want you to see heroes. They'll print them out. They want you to know it. They want you to have it. So when they declare a national emergency, and then they require you to give them up, when you have to give them up or fight, to do whatever, they don't care. Martial law. Or if you have to give it up, you're going to feel helpless. And that's what they want. I believe in gun ownership, private protection, whatever. Even Jesus told them to sell a cloak and buy a sword, but didn't say to do it so you can have a revolution. It's for self-protection against animals, against robbers, whatever, but not for insurrection or revolution at all. Jesus never preached that. They're going to be imposing global draconian regulation on all human activity and be under the pretext of protecting the environment. They'll have false flags in schools. And under the pretense of protecting them, we got to put police and security there. Well, that's a lie, because they caused the events themselves. Even the massacres was caused by MKUltra assassins at all ages. So drastically restricting, ultimately destroying property rights is what they're going to do also. And forcing vast relocations of human populations in order to create wildlands for UN-designated animal species. Well, there you go. See, that's the reason, right there, for the extermination of the wolves, bears, cougars, mountain lions, and so forth. They don't want predatory animals out there in their playground. Now, you could try to tell this to some of the wildlife protecting folks, but they're not going to believe what you're telling them. It's the reason why they're shooting the animals under federal mandate. This is the reason why. They'll be imposing global carbon taxes on all fuels, a Tobin tax, financial transactions, and a myriad of other tax proposals. They'll have a vast regulatory regime on all labor, business, and employment policies. A lot of regulation. They'll start imposing population controls, mandatory abortion, and like your Red China UN-approved and funded one-child policy. That's a practice. Already with Common Core, it's already playing out. Of accelerating, quote, UN subversion in the schools and bringing all education under the jurisdiction of UNESCO, UNESCO. Sneaking up on you. Another one is subjecting all parents to licensing and claiming UN protective authority over all children. That's International Rights of the Child. Another one, striking down all laws against homosexuality and pedophilia. And again, it's highly emphasized, promoting or greatly expanding the practice of euthanasia and assisted suicide. And last under this list I have, promoting paganism, which is a New Age spirituality, the occult, and Satanism, under the guise of promoting peace, brotherhood, and a global ethic. This is the reason why the Pope is bringing in all the religions under one banner. Then they're going to have, as I found it documented, a re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church to bring it under the New Age movement. A lot of Catholics don't know this yet. They've got to find out the hard way. This is not a theory. It's what they're planning to do. The time frame is a real catch-all. They don't know when they're going to be allowed to do it. So, the consequences of inaction, just letting it happen, so you can, there's ways to stop it, but people aren't organized. And you'll be infiltrated by Freemasonry to slow things down. That's what the NRA is all about. Other organizations formed to keep, to monitor those in oppression and those in conflict with it to find out what they're up to. So they pretend by organizing the organizations to pull you in, and folks in control of it are against you but pretend to be for you. It's like Boykin, Joyner, and all the rest of them. So what would an all-powerful UN government mean to life as Americans know it then? Isn't it kind of possible that our would-be slave owners might then be more benevolent than old-style kind of communist dictators? But you would think that American leaders would not want to preside over bloodletting and torture and genocide. But unfortunately, they do. Ask South America during that period of time. Ask Brzezinski. But they're doing all this for nothing because they lose because of the cross of Calvary. That's all important. They swear allegiance to our flag, right? Pretend by their stars or their GS ratings or whatever in Congress, military, business, to be patriots, defend the Constitution. Why, at the same time, they're doing everything in their power to subvert and destroy it, as I demonstrated with FDR. You can't predict what others are going to do when they have this power. Nonetheless, there's compelling principles that you should not ignore, because these principles lie under this one conspiracy. There's no way around it. Now, you can deny it all you want, but you're not going to prove it wrong for sure. Matter of fact, you'll be able to prove it right. Rummel was a professor of political science at the University of Hawaii. He's one of the most foremost authorities on the phenomenon of democide. That's the systematic murder of human beings by governments. Democide is committed by absolute power and its agencies of government. So this Rummel declared that the death toll of democide is nearly incomprehensible. In total, quote, during the first 88 years of the 20th century, almost 170 million men, women, and children have been shot, beaten, tortured, knifed, burned, starved, crushed, frozen, or worked to death, buried alive, drowned, hung, bombed, or killed in different other ways in medical experiments. That's heavy. That's what's really going on behind the scenes. It's time people got serious about it. And the outside activities keep people all tied up, busy and painting their faces at basketball and football games. It's going to sneak up on them. They're going to wonder what the dickens happened. You see, and I try to stay ahead of this little life I got here in Mount Airy, but and this little broadcast I have, but you know, it's just coming around, man. You know, all you can do is to sit back. Well, okay, we're there, and then the party begins. There won't be no good party either. You got to understand this. But remember one thing for sure. Greater is he is in you than the rest of the world, because God is greater than all these. That's something they don't take into account. But you're going through the fire, man. You better get ready. I'm going to tell you what. There's going to be a whole lot of shaking going on once this one day takes place. Once they finally get it up and running. They get all their little ducks in a row. It's going to kick out. But we don't know when that's going to happen. Keep praying and keep spreading the blood of Jesus around you. And over the government. And is it to stop it? No, it won't stop. It'll slow it down. Yeah. Stop it? No. Because judgment is coming. People can ignore it all they want. But that choo-choo train ain't going to stop. Now, you can always listen to classical music or rock and roll or something. Just make the world just go by. Not worry about it, none. But it ain't going to change anything. You got to take action. Problem is, your Chuck Baldwin's and all these have the wrong action. They're talking about violent revolution. Acceptance. And it's all set up to bring a new world order, to declare martial law and consent, just like FDR is going to plan back in the day. That's how they do it. So family, get close to God. Because just as God allows things to happen, Satan sees it and starts making moves. Because he knows his time is short. He thinks that he could beat God his own game with his knowledge by transhumanism, weather control, technology, and so forth. That's where we're getting all this going on. And DNA is changing on people by the chemtrails. He thinks he can defeat God his own game. That's the only chance he thinks he's got. Well, you already read the scripture in Revelation, book of Revelation. And that tells you he's not going to make it. So God's going to use Satan for the wheat and the tares. It'll be those who choose Satan because of the world. There'll be those who choose God because they know it's true. You see. And you're going to get a lot of people talking about God. They're not with God at all. And you're going to know their fruits by what they say and what they do. Don't be fooled. Because it's easy to be fooled. They're very good at it. Now, I have my website, watchmenforjesus.com. I've got two studies, a suicide conspiracy. I've got a timeline, about 200-page timeline that you can draw down on. And by tonight, I'm hoping by tomorrow, I'll have an HPV study put up on my website, finally. So I want to get some up-to-date articles about what's going on with HPV. Vaccination. Family, that's for sterilizing your children, as evidence shows. I don't know, I can't judge how many of these doctors and nurses know this already. You'll find a lot of them say, well, I'm not getting it for my daughter. But they want other people to get it because they're told to ask people to take it. And it's designed to sterilize your children. That's what it's for. That's why they want young boys to take it, the HPV vaccination, Gardasil. And now imagine if you had any doctors and nurses that were to tell the truth, they'd probably lose their job. Well, you're aware that, I got an article today, you wouldn't be aware of that, but that article that I received, there's 5,021 emergency room visits because of Gardasil over the past few years. That's heavy. Nobody's talking about this. It's not right. Should be talking about it. Should be telling people about it. But being that they're under the control, they're not going to. 5,021 emergency room visits because of Gardasil. Over 140 young girls killed, died from Gardasil. You see. And nobody's, hardly anybody's really talking about it. They just placate the American public. So when you get this, when you finally get up there and get my study, certainly go over it. And if you find mistakes, let know. But you might want to use it. Once you say, well, this works, then you can use it. But certainly check it out and you become familiar with it. It could save somebody's life or from permanent injury because that's what's happening. This is so surreal. I can't even sometimes. It's like our own people killing our own people. And they know it. That's total evil. Or complete deception. And just, it's like you see in a train. It's like you're. You watch a train crash and you can't do nothing about it. You see the trains coming at each other and you can't stop it. Nobody listens because everybody belongs to something. You got Freemasons. They are taking an oath to lie. You see. And that's a problem. Well, I guess, you know, some will hear, some will not. And that's just the way it is. But what I want to talk to you all about tonight, I'll give you some ideas about what they're up to and what their plans are. And they're on the road to it. And the degradation, the destruction of America began in 1945. That's when they planned on all these activities to begin, leading up to World War III, which is yet to happen. And the funny thing is, not funny, ha-ha, but funny, peculiar, it's all documented. All you got to do is like a jigsaw puzzle, put the pieces together, but people don't bother to do that. What we'll lead you all to now is the final thrust, the last enemy we have that's coming. The last enemy. We've had several used as what's called a dialectic. You got to have some sort of movement, some sort of bondage, something to galvanize a nation. It's called a dialectic. You got to have a fictitious alternate enemy to galvanize the targeted culture to go to war, to fight, to defend, and then you control them from that. It's called a dialectic. To galvanize them. So first, in the 1700s, was liberty and freedom. That's what they used. By design. In the Civil War, it was the Civil War. We fought each other. Had the French on the south and the Germans on the north to make sure we fought that war. And they were going to declare martial law, but it didn't happen like his plan. Lincoln went against them. But what was it again? Liberty. Slavery. And yet we still didn't free the slaves that then became American citizens. We kept them in bondage till 1960s. I talked about that today in my other broadcast. We got a lot to repent for there, folks. Going back to 1712 about slavery. I don't see how we can, in our right mind, say we're a free country. We never have been a free country. Based on whose perspective? Blacks wasn't free till 1960. Well, they had to sit someplace where all blacks were consolidated. That's nuts. That's sick. There's nothing good about that. You see, we got to face up to that. Our ancestors, our grandfathers were wrong down south in supporting that nonsense. Well, it was done to subjugate the blacks so they'd be ready for the 1960s civil rights movement, which was formed by the Freemasonry, by the Vatican, by the Jesuits, to help set up a civil war again. And that was supposed to take place in 1963-64, but never did. Again. So liberty was that period of time. So what happened after that? Well, it was Andrew Jackson, 1812 time frame. He balanced the budget. He defeated the Illuminati, for real. That's what the War of 1812 was all about, to put us back under financial bondage. Since we were there since 1789, 70 years, Andrew Jackson broke it. Cool. That's why they had to burn the White House and the ratification records and all that. Put us back on track and under subjugation of Rothschild. Then, of course, came the Civil War. And then came the Indian Wars. And at the same time, the Indians were massacred. The Illuminati used the French to go after samurai warriors. Same time. Setting up 20th century wars. So by the 1850s, communism by Clinton Roosevelt, 1841, set up the document for Karl Marx to plagiarize. Clinton Roosevelt received his document, wrote it, Science of Government Founded on Natural Law. Science of Government Founded on Natural Law, 1841. Was nothing more than a plagiarized version of Adam Weishaupt's World Revolutionary Plan in the 1700s. That's all it was. Made it look like Karl Marx, when he received the copy and he plagiarized it, that he was a standalone communist for the working man. That's the biggest bunch of lies ever heard. He just plagiarized the document and went back to the 1700s, called it communism. Then Karl Ritter was tasked with writing the antithesis called fascism. He dies. And Frank Nietzsche takes over and completes writing the fascist antithesis to communism. And he wrote another part called Nazism. It became Nazism. Setting up for the wars of First and Second World War. Sinking of the Maine was a false flag. The war between Japan and Russia in 1904 was a setup to prepare Japan to play their role in the 20th century. All this is set up, family. So, you know, golly. And so then we had World War I. What'd you have? Germans, Bismarck, here you go. Starting off with Nazism, a little later, fascism, getting ground. And then you have the fictitious alternate enemy set up of Nazism, Japanese, Italian fascist. And right then we're supposed to go in a new world order by 1944, 45. but it didn't happen. The insiders working together, Churchill, FDR, Stalin, and actually Hitler, because he never died. Yeah, he didn't die at all. We brought 10,000 Nazis to the United States in 1945-46 under Operation Paperclip to continue what the Nazis left off, continued at White House. Yeah, CIA, that's right. Nazis, and then communists stayed over there in Europe. So you had the alternate enemy. 1920s, getting ready for World War III, getting ready for Israel. 1945, the Vatican created the Muslim Brotherhood. In 1920s, with Albana, Egyptian Freemason. The radical group, remember I told you all, the radical group within the group causes trouble. After all, the Vatican created Islam as a religion in the 6th century. Y'all see a pattern here, by chance? So, wow, isn't that something? So now, after Nazism is eliminated, fascism is eliminated, plan for losing, the Korean War, planned, it happened exactly like they planned it. I've explained that before. MacArthur confirms it was planned to lose in the beginning. I got a quote from MacArthur confirming it. And Vietnam, the same thing, to exacerbate, to bring up the next enemy called communism. That's correct. And we helped fund glycerin for a factory in China and Russia to make sure that war went on. The families is crazy. Agent Orange was practiced also. It's all true. To start the attack, 1945 to 1950 to 1960s, to start degrading the U.S. military forces on the long term. That was what that was all about. So you had the fake Cold War of communism. Got to have a war. Got to have a reason. And then by the 70s, we're running out of communism. By the 80s, that lion Reagan, Carter, and the rest of them. And that's exactly what they were. Tear down that wall. They all work together. Gorbachev and Reagan are all in the same ball of wax, for goodness sakes alive. You have the Gorbachev Foundation and the round table with the CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London, Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, Bilderberg, UN, Gorbachev Foundation, I mentioned. They work together. It's nothing but a portrayal on TV, just like I showed you FDR. They talk out both sides of their mouth. All of them do. Ron Paul, the whole lot of them do. You see? He's a Rosicrucian. They're all secret society members. So, family, so we're going into that part of it. We're going to that part of it. That once communism was over, you got to have another enemy. 1989, after Afghanistan, the CIA, Pakistani intelligence, Saudi, Iran intelligence, Turkish intelligence, working together, moved 10,000 Mujahideen. The same doggone way we moved 10,000 Nazis into America in 1945, Operation Paperclip, same kind of operation. We moved Mujahideen from Afghanistan after Russia's left. That's where it started. Into Croatia and Bosnia to start the jihad. So by the end of the 80s, getting ready for Islamic fundamentalism, be the next fictitious alternate enemy. That's where Al-Qaeda came from, CIA. Control it. Mossad, MI5, MI6, they're all part of the evil agenda. Every mother's son of them. And the ones that get a little case of the conscience, they just simply kill them. It's not TV, it's real. So now you got the fictitious alternate enemy of Islamic fundamentalism. Controlled by the Vatican, controlled by CIA, ISI, KGB, you just name them. And that's where we are right now. We got the fundamentalists. Islam is the enemy, and that's where your General Boykin and all these others are pointing out Islam is the enemy. But they're leaving out the real enemy, which is the secret societies. Druids, witchcraft, Freemasonry, the Vatican, the Roman, Italian and German, Illuminati. They're leaving them out for some reason. Because World War III, planned before 1873, World War III was planned in conceptual term by Albert Pike, Freemason, to be between Islam and political Zionism in the Third World War. And all countries that would be on each side were to fight into complete exhaustion, physically, morally, financially, militarily, everything. And that would bring the rise of the beast, the New World Order. Now, in the meantime, we got the advent, the coming in of the Ascended Masters. That is the final threat after the meteorites and all that nonsense goes on. So when the final threat, and that's the alien threat and agenda, is the last one. Are y'all starting to see how this works now for real? The planning for the extraterrestrial menace was as far back as 1897. And John Dewey, father of American education, was part of the planning process. He's a humanist. John Dewey. Someone remarked, 1917, he says, John Dewey of New York. Someone remarked that the best way to unite all the nations on this globe would be an attack from some other planet. In the face of such an alien enemy, people would respond with a sense of their unity of interest and purpose. John Dewey of New York, 1917. It's all planned out, family. It's taken them this entire time. So almost a century later, they're ready to pull it off. Because the fallen angels will come into your world publicly as aliens or ascended masters. And they're going to have some kind of light show going on up there. Angel wars, they call it, which will be a lie. Holograms, supernatural whiz-bang smoke and mirrors, and the bad guys will be run away, and the good guys will take over, and that will be the first seal. Maitreya, Sanat Emmanuel, who looks like Jesus. And in my broadcast earlier today, if you want to go over that, from 4 to 6 at my regular broadcast, I'll archive it tonight, I talk about this facade they're going to come up with. And when it happens, you're going to remember what I've said. When's it going to happen? Don't know. I don't make those kind of things. I'm not a prophet. But I do know their plans. Why do I know these plans? Because it's documented. They have to document them. The trick is people aren't connecting the dots. You know that demons can take physical forms and shape under a different DNA when they're manifested. That's why they sacrifice certain animals. Not all animals are sacrificed, but certain animals that have souls. Souls are higher powered energy. A worm or a snake don't have soul. It ain't got no soul, baby. But a cat and a dog and some other animals, they do have souls. They need that higher level energy to manifest, to absorb themselves. Some of your, including Billy Graham and others, are involved in this facade. 97, he said he believed in aliens. It's impossible to believe in original sin and believe in aliens too. It's not possible. That's the first problem. The Pope and all the Vatican believe in aliens. Everybody believes in aliens, but it's impossible to have them. You can't believe in aliens and original sin too. So then you got to cancel out original sin, which means it discredits the Bible, and the Bible is the true word of God. Do the math on that one. You got evangelists that are involved in here. I got a study on it of how they're going to convince people that aliens are real. You got Kundalini spirit, slain in the spirit, nonsense, by verbal command. Tapping them on the pineal gland makes them fall backwards. Supernatural possession is what it is. You'll hear the name Ashtar come up. It's even in the Bible, Ashtaroth. They take the names out of the Bible. They have to use the Bible to deceive. You know what comes out of this? Started this mess in the 20th century, or early, actually the 19th century. Helena Blavatsky. She worked with Kathumi, a fallen angel, and El Moria, the Saint Germain. And they come through as UFOs. They can take the shape. You hear in certain YouTubes, you see, oh, here we have an orb here. You know what the orbs are? That's fallen angels. They're demonic. They're not aliens. They're not UFOs. You got fallen angels and high-ranking angels. And ascended masters even higher than principalities and although higher than the rulers of the darkness of this world. There is spiritual wickedness in high places, and I talked about this last week in a lot of detail. And you know, even the ascended masters, the fallen angels, claimed to be the UFOs in the very beginning in the 1940s. They can take that shape. Some even claim to be reincarnated human beings who've ascended spiritual lives, which they're nothing but demons. They're saying you want to be like us. We're ascended spiritual lives. You can be like us, but we have to show you how. But Christians have been walking around in a daze for a long time, just sitting in church and not taking action, listening and putting money in the pot and going home or the brunch. Demons have been working invisibly and secretly, planting seeds and messages in the minds of humans. I've talked about this numerous times, the three methods they plant seeds of thought. Even the Holy Spirit gives you discernment and wisdom. That's where you get it from. How do you think the authors of the King James Bible, the true Word of God, how do you think they wrote what they wrote perfectly, inerrant? And you notice something else? Every single time, 100% of the time, you notice that those people, they say, oh, I love the King James Bible. It's good Bible. It's I love the poetic way it's written and all that. But it does have its problems. Or, well, there's really no Bible that's inerrant. Now, y'all can do what you want to do, but I tell you what I do every single time I hear that nonsense. I stop them right there, and I say, okay. I said, can you educate me here and tell me exactly what chapter, what verse that you have the problem with? Where are the errors? Can you tell me one even? They can't tell you one. And they chicken. They run. Or they get mad at you when you start insisting. Every single time. If you're on YouTube or Facebook or whatever, they block you. I'm going to block you because you're a King James onlyist every single time. But they have to run because they don't have any knowledge. And I guarantee you, promise you, if they come up with the 101 contradictions of the Bible, theologian or not. You take the contradiction. If you don't know, you go home, pray about it, look it up, research it. You will destroy their contradictions. It's all about twisting scripture every single time. They cannot provide anything to back up what they say. And it doesn't matter if it's a Harvard professor or otherwise. Literally. So these so-called aliens or ascended masters have been planting seeds and messages to the minds of humans as they serve their master, Sanat Kumara. And you know who Sanat Kumara is, a New Age name and alias? Lucifer, Satan. Under an alias. And he can come on this earth in ritual and then leave. The time for him to come in as Antichrist has not come yet. The false prophet will be Sanat Emmanuel. Look him up right now and you'll see why. I talked about what Jesus looked like today in the other broadcast. And you'll find it's not the same. These ascended masters are the demonic generals for the before return of the Lord, Jesus Christ, to earth. They're lower level demons. They've been distracting us from the real issues. There is a fake Jesus. He's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He's a fake angel imposter. A fake Jesus is Jesus Sananda Emmanuel. He looks exactly like the Jesus we think we know on the portraits and black velvet and holding the lamb we see in church. That's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I don't know if some of y'all catching this sweeping statement I've just made. I mean, you got to think about it here for a minute. Don't just go ta-ta on it. What I've just said is the very one we think we're worshiping as Jesus is not. It's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth we've been worshiping all our lives. I described him, and I talked about today in my broadcast earlier, with the biblical scriptures of what he might look like. But nobody knows what he really looks like. Just references in Isaiah and Paul. But if you look at who we think he is, you'll find out it looks like Sananda Emmanuel, fallen angel, the false prophet. And you know that matches... That matches what the Muslims say, that they look at Jesus as a prophet. It matches. It also matches the shroud, which is a fraud. Proven that too. That's a fraud. It's like Charles Maine. It's like Sanat Emmanuel. You see? And that would match. Sanat Emmanuel looks like the Jesus we think he is. Blonde haired, blue eyed, and long hair, and so forth. As mating with a woman that's pretending to be Mary, they have an offspring, and that would make the Merovingian bloodline believe that they are the descendants of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And they're not. They're descendants of the fallen angel, Sanat Emmanuel. Ooh. Each of these demons call themselves ascended master. It's a religion demon with a specific specialty. Each ascended master has companies and perhaps legions of lord demons. I've explained this before. They're called the Ashram Rays, R-A-Y-S. Specifically, education, philosophy, religion, all of them. Science, the arts, politics, and finance are controlled by these seven generals. Council of the Seven. The lower-ranking demons have assignments, some to specific Christians individually, an occultist, and to all those that seek to worship God ever to be lost at best. They're also a sign to churches, ministers, and those who attend church. And the spirit of the Antichrist is also the spirit of the ascended masters. According to the book I have, an Illuminati textbook, by the way, Signs of Christ, Signs, it's like GNS, of Christ by Harold Belliaz, confirms other sources. It says there are about 66 of these watchers or ascended masters. Before that, it was like 200 or more. 24 of them are the high-ranking, the masters of masters, is Maitreya. He has infiltrated both the traditional church as well as the Christian church. And you have Sananda. You know, John, at the Revelation book, he wrote about two beasts. The Antichrist will be the Maitreya, Sananda as the false prophet. Looks like Jesus. And in the first coming, the angels of God played a role before the Lord's birth. Now, just before the second coming, they'll both be active. These ascended masters have been working for decades and decades and centuries preparing for Maitreya and Sananda to come on the scene. Maybe they're also portrayal of the two witnesses. And what you're going to need is the grace and discernment of God to determine that the angels are from demons and to test the spirit before you go with them. You got to know what demons and who they are and they're working for. And don't invoke, go after those in the second heaven unless you're prayed and fasted and you know you have the power of the Holy Spirit behind you. So there's countless Christians that's waiting for return of Jesus. And the masters have already transformed as beings of light to their occult followers. And these demons, they've convinced their groups that the Christ will soon return. Notice the word, the Christ, is what we're talking about here. They have a plan to fool even the very elect. And they could very well do this. And the two witnesses, a fake Armageddon, World War III, and return of a fake Jesus. And the way you're going to help it is to have the full armor of God on. And you're going to have to do that. Because that's where it's going to start. Family, some of you are going to experience a lot of interruptions. Don't be amazed. Don't be dismayed. You've got to be strong. You're going to have to be tough. You have to think ahead. It's almost going to be supernatural. You got to forge further. And nothing get in your way. Nothing get in your way because Satan knows your weaknesses. You see, and he'll use that inevitably every single time. Some of you all are seeing it already. You see, well, let me tell you, as they say it, baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to get real, real interesting when that time comes. Some of it's already happening. And it's not going to be fun. It's not going to be funny. You got to get strong with it. You really do. You see. And you know what you look for? You look for the signs of the times in the Bible. Matthew 24 talks about it a lot. Matthew 24. Now, on the show tonight, right now, I've got about 15 minutes to go, and we'll be moving around along. I have a website, watchmanforjesus.com. I got a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. That matches, don't it? And you can send me messages that way. My website, you got it, watchmanforjesus.com. My email is tgambletom@yahoo.com. And I'm going to tell you, when these interruptions start, you're going to kind of weigh. He's going to sit back, well, I thought this was going to happen. And just kind of grin a little bit because you know what's going on. That means you're doing the right thing. If you weren't, you wouldn't be bothered. You wouldn't be distracted. You see? If you're doing nothing about nothing, you got nothing to worry about. Nobody's going to bother you because they don't care. But if you are accomplishing something, then you're going to be bothered. And you say, ah, I must be doing the right thing. That means you do more of it. You don't back down for nothing. Because this is practice. And you got movements coming out at the yin yang. You got, now what's going to take the main stage? It's going to be Hinduism and Buddhism. They got you looking over there at Islam, right? Yeah. And look at the Jews too, right? Isn't that coincidence? So the Jews are the enemy. Islam is the enemy. And who else is the enemy? Oh, yeah. Americans fighting each other. There you go. You smart Freemasons out there and generals and all that. You're going against your own people. Now, what's wrong with you? You think you're going to be little gods running around? It ain't going to happen. I can tell you what they're going to do to you. And I pray they don't. And I pray you wake up. But I'm going to tell you what they're going to do to you because they've got it written down. The lecturer that I told you about, 1873 and 1901, the lecturer that's talking about the protocols, and he weren't Jew. It's a Roman insiders. In 1873, 1901, remember, that during China, Russia was moving around, and about 2 years after this was the Russian-Japanese War, preparing for World War I. Okay, so the lecturer told his listeners it might take a century to place those who directed the conspiracy where no power or cunning would prevent them from stopping the undisputed world domination. He says, I quote, he tells his audience that once in power, they shall take the following steps to make certain they remain power. And we'll tell you those steps. Number one. We shall slay without mercy all who take arms to oppose our coming to our kingdom. Number two, belonging to anything like a secret society will be punishable by death. Number three, those who have belonged to a secret society, have served the synagogue of Satan, are to be disbanded and sent into exile. Now that was done in China and Russia about turn of the century. This is the time frame we're talking about right now. And the lecturer at this time said, quote, in this way, we will proceed with Masons who know too much, unquote. And number four, death will be the penalty of all who hinder our affairs. Quote, we execute Masons in such wise that none save the Brotherhood can ever have suspicion of it, not even the victims themselves of our death sentence. They will all die when required as if by some normal kind of illness, unquote. And that's what they're going to do. So they're lying to you, Freemasons. They're lying to you saying you're going to be the next leaders. They want you dead. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because they have the new evolution of mankind. The combined DNA of a hybrid human being that's integrated, either Chinese, white, black, Hispanic, into one human being. It's been done. You will find it. If you care to, you can find it in National Geographic, October issue of 2013. The title of the article is The Changing Face of America. So when we're brought into a World War III situation, and we will be, and whenever this 7 days of 7 years of tribulation began, their concoction of a human being will be protected in deep underground military bases. And deep underground. Now you get it? But that's not what's going to happen. What's going to happen is that will become their tomb. God didn't allow it in the flood. God didn't allow it in Sodom and Gomorrah. And God ain't going to allow it now. It's not going to happen. Their planning process will be thwarted. And those that do not accept Jesus Christ as Savior, they've condemned themselves to hell unless they repent. Those that accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, you're on your way to heaven in another dimension. If you want to call it that, go ahead. God will change your vibration of your frequency, your body, if you want to go that route, like it did Enoch, and bring you up. Those already there, the bodies will be brought back to life to match up with the soul and the spirit in a glorified state. Those days are yet to come. But if you've taken the blood oath and not repented, if you've done the lies and cheating and all that you've done as a Freemason or as a regular citizen or whatever, I don't know, you've not repented, man, you're on your way to hell. Bible says so. And for those, you got to stay to the end. Whatever that end might be, death is but a transition to heaven or hell. The difference is whether you're not in the book of life. Family, put your name in the book of life. Renounce those sins between you and Jesus Christ. Don't let him hold you back. Don't let interruption stop you. Don't let Satan put you down. Don't let other people put you down. Just don't pay attention. That's Satan talking through them. Don't let it happen. And those coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, you got to forgive yourself for whatever you did. Whatever they caused you to do, your commanders, no squat, no nothing. They're Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and they have an agenda. 22 suicides per day is being orchestrated, planned, done by technology. The microchips and the pills, look it up. They planned on degrading our military forces beginning in 1950. Just as I read to you a little while ago, 2 hours ago, thereabouts, on how they're going to take over, it's already there. Now we're the last chip falling, or the last card in the house of cards. Family, shortly here, we're going to head out. Now tomorrow I'm going to talk more about this and other details, and I try to make, you know, my broadcast different each time. I'll include same information to put things in perspective. And no matter what I say, research everything. Never take one person's word for anything. Always research and check it out. And challenge whatever you hear, no matter who it is. Because deception is the rule. Family, this week in Bible study, I'm going to talk about the demonic realm, how to defeat it, spiritual warfare. And we'll talk about saving grace of Jesus Christ all this week. And we'll talk about solutions. That's where it's at. And to have solutions, you got to know what you're fighting. And the militia would do well to actually do up-to-date, straightforward intelligence estimates. And you cannot trust any of your generals above. No way. If they're in the secret societies, you can't trust your partner or your buddy. If they've taken a blood oath, they are against you because they're blood oath. I read it a little while ago, and that's what they stand. And that's got them cursed. They're good at convincing you otherwise, but that's the way the game's played. Pray for them that they'll get out of them Freemasons. Pray for them they'll get out of Knights of Malta. But once you know they're there, you can't trust them anymore. And that includes judges, senators, congressmen of any kind, CEOs. And family time's coming around. And family, thing is not to be excited, because they're going to push a button. I got 4 minutes to go, and just want to let y'all know that you'll find me at watchmenforjesus.com is my website. Watchmen for Jesus is my Facebook. And you all become your own experts at it, but the King James Bible is the only true word of God on the face of this planet, and with evidence. You see? And nobody can say differently. They can deny it, but they can't prove nothing. And you can prove otherwise. You need to stand up to Satan. You need to pray for those. And that's the touchy part, because they're going to push your buttons. It's going to be hard to do, because it's going to come from family, it's going to come from friends, it's going to come from workplace, all kinds of places. But you know, greater is He is in you. And if you stand up to it and you hang in there, He'll come to you and you'll be okay. So family, I'm going to have to depart here shortly. And sometimes that timing thing going on. I appreciate y'all coming by here. And look forward to seeing you all this week. You can go to my page. We have a lot of sayings that we put there, a lot of scripture, and so forth. And we got 1 minute left to go. So if you have any questions or any comments, please bring them to my attention. And you can do that through my personal email, tgambletom@yahoo.com. That's tgambletom@yahoo.com. And also from the website, watchmenforjesus.com, you can also send me an email there. I get it through Outlook, and I'll monitor it on occasion 3 or 4 times a week. So I may not get back to you quickly, but I get back to you when I can. Family, study yourself approved in the King James Bible. And one reason why? It has all the verses, and the other Bibles don't. That's really the number one reason. Missing verses aren't good. That's one of the main reasons. So, family, y'all have a great night. And look up, because Jesus Christ is coming back soon. And we'll be back here next Monday on Revelation Radio Network. .com. And we'll see you then next Monday. You can join me at 4 to 6 of my regular broadcasts. 4 to 6, then now be Monday through Fridays. And you go through also TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStreamLive.com, and you'll plug in Thomas Gamble, and it'll pop up, and you'll click, and you'll go into my website. And also, you can click the green arrow. Of the green bar there. when my name pops up. You can access me there through TalkStreamLive.com as well. So, here in a second now, this broadcast is going to be going to music. And I'll see y'all the next trip around. Family, get right with God, please. Study yourself approved, but be strong for the taxes coming, because they're going to increase. And actually, it's almost a compliment, because that means you're doing something right. Otherwise, you wouldn't get them. So y'all have a good night, and God bless. Look up and live. Pray for your families and your friends, and pray for your leaders as well, because things are going to get sticky. It said in the Bible it was going to. And it's going to come true, you see. So it's going to be a challenge, I'm telling you. It's not going to get easy. Oh, man. But it's just going to make you stronger. Keep your eyes on the news.
What is it in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage.
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary.